grin. I know where you've been. It's all been a pack of lies.
Is 99.7 FM Barrieville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Looking. raise a toast to all of us who are breaking our backs every day. If only a good life is such a crime, Lord, then pull me away. Yeah, it's to ya.
continually fighting the battle against
the boring workday.
Love this radio station.
I love it.
How can you not?
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
Still afraid to let it flow.
some tenderness. We'll walk upon the water. We'll rise above the mess with a little peace and some harmony. We'll take the world together. We'll take them by the hand.
Western town, the dead end world, the eastern boys and western. every city and every nation, from Lake Geneva to the Footland Station.
Keeping you company till the weekend arrives. You're on the job with 99.7 Max FM.
Let your body go with the flow. Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Spring Fling Tractor Pull is roaring back in town on Saturday, May 31st. Gates will open at 4 p.m. This is at Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. That's in Prairie du Sac. $15 gets you in. You can watch high-powered action at the Badger State Tractor Pullers, featuring classes like Limited Pro Tractor, Limited Light Superstock. Live music will be starting at 8 p.m. with high mileage. Food, drinks, and family fun await. Don't miss one of Sauk Prairie's proudest and loudest events of the year. You can get all the details by visiting saukprairieffa.com. Again, this is on Saturday, May 31st from 4 p.m. until 11 p.m. And that, again, is at the FFA Alumni Park in Prairie du Sac. On Sunday, June 1st, the Reedsburg Municipal Airport will be hosting their fly-in, drive-in breakfast. The 73rd annual event will feature a pancake breakfast, plus planes, custom and classic cars, plane displays, helicopter and plane rides. They'll also have DJ, games, great food, and so much fun. This, again, is going to be happening on Sunday, June 1st from 7 a.m. until noon. It's the 73rd annual Reedsburg Community Fly-In, Drive-In Pancake Breakfast. It all goes down on Sunday, June 1st. raf-club.com for more details. And now, of course, every Wednesday and Saturday through the month of October, it's the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Find incredible fruits, vegetables, flowers, and so much more on Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. It's 8 a.m. until 12:30 every Wednesday and Saturday, again until October. You can follow them on Facebook and see who will be attending the Farmers Market each day, just like Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW10 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW10, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
It's June Dairy Month. Celebrate at the 34th Sauk County Dairy Breakfast, Saturday, June 7th at Narrows Dairy, Nolden Family Farm in Rock Springs. They're serving a hearty farm breakfast from 7 to 11 a.m. Enjoy music, dancing, and meet special guests like Alice in Dairyland and the Wisconsin Fairest of the Fair. Tour the farm, check out robotic milking, and experience real Wisconsin dairy life. Just $10 for adults, $5 for kids 5 to 11, and under 5 eat free. Visit the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast Facebook page for more info.
You're too much, you're the only one.
most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Now like I loved you then, this is the road and these are the hills. From Moses Max FM.
Moving forwards, using all my breath. Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. We should go better. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. We should see. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. We should know better. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race. Comprehending the race had long gone by. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we are Wisconsin nice and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Mohammed Sinwar, brother of the mastermind of October 7th, took over when Yahya Sinwar was killed by the IDF. Well, now he, too, has been killed by Israeli forces, says Prime Minister Netanyahu. President Trump is warning Netanyahu to hold off on any Iran strike to allow him more time to push for a new nuclear deal with Tehran. The president also says he's open to pardoning the men who were convicted in the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. 14 men were charged, 9 were convicted, and about those 9...
I'm going to look at it. I will take a look at it. It's been brought to my attention. I did watch the trial. It looked to me like somewhat of a railroad job, I'll be honest with you.
Macy's CEO Tony Spring is reporting he is now seeing some price increases because of the tariffs. So now Macy's is diversifying the origin of its products and will pull some items when the math doesn't add up. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A jury has been selected for the trial of a man charged in the death and dismemberment of a Milwaukee woman. Ted Allen has an update.
Maxwell Anderson faces charges including first-degree intentional homicide and mutilating a corpse in the death of 19-year-old Sade Robinson. Following a first date between the two in April of 2024, Robinson's body parts were found scattered around Milwaukee County and in Waukegan, Illinois. The makeup of the jury selected Tuesday is comprised of 12 women and 3 men. Opening statements are expected to begin today in the trial, which is expected to last for 2 weeks.
A competency exam has been scheduled for a man arrested after a days-long standoff in Ozaukee County earlier this month. 37-year-old Matthew Novak faces charges including endangering safety. This is after he barricaded himself inside of his home, and Ozaukee County deputies had to take 38 hours to get him out of the house. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Damp and dreary today, with cloudy skies and on and off light rain showers. Maybe a clap of thunder, too. High temperatures still crisp, only scraping 60. And then tomorrow, the sunshine returns, and so do temperatures in the 70s. Need a getaway or change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 56 degrees at our studios.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits.
Don't you let me go. Oh, gotta hold on. You gotta.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Brought you to me.